This is KUT. State budget cuts to services for babies with disabilities and developmental delays has shrunk the program in the past few years. According to a new study from Texans Care for Children, statewide enrollment in early childhood intervention programs has fallen 14% since 2011. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports these cuts disproportionately affect Black and Latino children.
Since 2011, Texas cut millions of dollars from the state Early Childhood Intervention Program, or ECI. At the time, they estimated it would lead to a 9% reduction in the number of kids that could enter the program. That includes kids with speech delays, Down syndrome, autism, and other challenges. But a new study shows the impact was bigger than expected, and certain children felt those cuts more than others. Texans Care for Children CEO Stephanie Rubin says enrollment of Black children in the program fell by 27%.
It really needs some attention at the community level and at the state level to look into why Black families have been left out of the program at the highest numbers, Latino families as well. And this is when the population of Black and Latino young kids has been growing in this state.
And providers say it's not surprising these services are harder to come by now. Andy Miller, president and CEO of Any Baby Can, says you get what you pay for. He says it's getting harder for providers like him to keep their doors open. And when it comes to communities of color, Miller suspects the family cost shares might be driving some families to opt out of the program.
And what we see is that amount that Texas requires that families contribute to the services that they are provided is actually a disincentive for many families to participate. I believe Texas is the only state that requires a fee for families who are earning just above 100% of the federal poverty level.
Miller says the state needs to start spending more money on ECI. He also warns impending Medicaid reimbursement cuts are going to make it even harder to provide services. And in the meantime, Miller says the state needs to get a definitive answer on why Black and Latino children were hurt the most by the cuts.
We need to find out why that's happening, and we need to take corrective actions, because it's not by just happenstance that those communities are being disproportionately underserved. We really need to find out why that is.
Stephanie Rubin says the state should look into other consequences, too. Her research found these budget cuts led to fewer outreach positions.
So it could be that many families do not know about ECI, or that pediatricians and child care providers are not referring kids to ECI for some reason. So we do need to look into what's happening at the community level.
The number of community groups providing services has also dropped from 58 in 2010 to 47 today. Contractors in El Paso and Tyler left the program recently, and a third contractor in Wichita Falls is scheduled to stop services this week. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.